You saw me hungry or thirsty, naked or sick, or in prison, and you took care of me. It's a great list of tasks set out for us, isn't it? It's rather daunting, actually, most days, most years, because the list has not changed. If anything, it has gotten longer, hasn't it? Can add homeless without adequate medical care. Montana, we can add without heat for the winter, without a proper car, without proper tires for the car you may or may not have. There are all sorts of ways in which our world is not only unequal, but grossly unequal. It is a long and unending list. But I was reading it again and again and again this past week, and I noticed something. Jesus never says, "And you fixed hunger," or "you fixed people who were improperly imprisoned or not treated well in prison." Those who are commended are those who notice and act, who know that their neighbors are not always exactly the same as they are, which is in and of itself a huge challenge. If you listen to psychologists and sociologists, they'll tell you that there is this thing we have called normalcy bias, which is a fun term for saying we tend to see things the way we think they should be. So when we walk past our neighbor's car, we don't necessarily notice that they don't have the proper tires for a snowy winter day, or that their coat is a little threadbare. And eventually we stop noticing the people downtown who are homeless, because they are always there, and it is easier for us not to see them. It is easier to do nothing instead of, in fact, anything. And it is not fixing homelessness, it is not fixing hunger that Jesus commends, which is good, because we haven't done that in 2,000 years, and quite honestly, in the last 2 months of 2011, and frankly in 2012, I'm not giving us great odds. It is doing anything, and that certainly we can continue to do things about, that Jesus commends. It is in our work with Family Promise, which does actually quite a bit about homelessness. It is in our work with organizations like ERD, Fiscal Relief and Development. It is in donations to the local food bank and in other things that Jesus commends. And it is when you walk past or drive past the people standing or sitting on the corners of the intersections, holding up the cardboard signs that say anything helps, and rolling down the car window and handing them the extra dollar from your change. That is what Jesus commends today. It is the doing anything. Because you see, what we forget, what that normalcy bias allows us to overlook, is this world is not how it was made to be. Remember back in the beginning when God began to create the heavens and the earth? Everything was good. In fact, by the time God got around to creating us, everything was very good. And we've gotten away from that a little bit, haven't we? Part of what Jesus is talking about and is commending in the people who realize that the world is no longer that good is that it should be again. And that part of our work is in trying. It's in recognizing what isn't good and making the effort to make it better. Like I said, we haven't beaten hunger in 2,000 years. There are people who will tell you we can, and I believe them, but it's going to take a little time, I think. We have to get some more people on board with us, for starters. But we can continue to do something. And that is important work, along with everything else on this list that Jesus provides and the additions to it that we continue to know about. It's the work of recognizing that Jesus is in each of us, not just those of us here this morning, but in each person. That the world and all who are in it were made very good. And there is work to be done to recognize and affirm that, and to return to a place where everyone else can recognize and reaffirm that. It is the work of faith, or to put it another way, it is kingdom work. It is resurrection work. It is, to use less grandiose terms, our work. Let us continue with it. Amen.